Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ausmade, it's Maddie Gould, and 2021 is prepping to be one of the biggest years for Carla Wiebe. It's been a minute since we chatted to her about Don't Tell Me. That has come out with an EP as well as a brand new one with Somebody Loves You, and loving catching up with her. Carla, thanks for taking some time out for Ausmade.
Oh, of course. Thanks for having me.
What a whirlwind has it been since we spoke about Don't Tell Me?
Oh, it's been a little crazy, to be honest. Yeah, I couldn't have predicted that the last time we spoke, so yeah. Yeah, it's been awesome.
And you've had the new EP, you've had some sold-out shows that have come up with the leading of the release of that as well. Like, you did it at a skate park.
Yeah, we did. We thought we'd do something a little different. We didn't know if it was going to work at times, but we pulled it off and it was so much fun.
I think it kind of plays to your pretty cool, chilled-out vibe doing it at a skate park too, hey?
Yeah, we wanted something a little more low-key. We just wanted people to have fun. It got rained out halfway through. Mm. Actually, not even halfway through the set, probably like four songs in. So we had to, you know, everyone ran inside and we kind of just did like a little intimate acoustic thing afterwards. So it ended up turning out really, really nice.
Well, that's what 2020 taught us, if nothing else, as well, that we had to be adaptable, hey? So whether it's the freaking rain or COVID, the show must go on, hey?
100%.
What else have you been up to? Obviously, this new music is keeping you busy. We are playing it on high rotation at the moment. But what else has Carla Wiebe got time to do, hey?
Besides the EP and the show, you know, it was like the first time I had properly played with a band, original stuff. So it was all a bunch of new experiences for me. Basically music, I already started writing for the next project, so
awesome.
I'm just kind of getting straight back into it.
Yep, and you used a lot of the same team for the whole project as well, didn't you, with your film clips and producing and that too?
Yeah, for sure. So I have a great little team with me and we just had so much fun creating the ideas and the concepts and then, just shooting it. So it was so much fun.
And you're sticking with a bit of that nostalgic 80s feel to it as well, Carla?
Yep, carried that on through. I actually have a little film clip we did for Somebody Loves You, which, to be honest, I just kind of forgot to finish it over the holidays. But I was like, you know what, it's there, so I'm gonna put it up and see how people feel about it.
Yeah, got to keep the momentum going with it as well.
Yeah, for sure. Hard to, you know, play and stuff at the moment, so we've got to work out different ways to, you know, give people something to listen to.
Did you get on board with the social media stuff and doing a lot of live things?
I did like a couple of, like a part of some Instagram Live festival things.
Yes.
So I did a few little performances here and there.
Yeah.
They're always fun. You get to interact with people and, you know, they get to ask you questions and stuff like that. So it was good.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if it's something that does kick on and continue once COVID kind of settles down.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Once live shows started coming back, they had, you know, the two shows a night, and that was a bit strange, you know, because you give everything to one show and then you got to do it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, the live thing, I think it's pretty cool. It's another way for people to, you know, if they can't make it, just interact.
And you said that you've been doing some writing for what's coming up for you, but what else can we see you doing? What other hopes and dreams have you got throughout this year?
For me, oh man, so many things. I've got a big list of things I want to do this year. I've started actually moving forward with the clothing label thing, so that's happening.
Awesome.
Well, I actually started end of last year producing for other people. That's something I'd love to focus on as well. You know, I've been writing for other artists, which has been super fun. I'm organizing like a writing camp for a bunch of different artists and writers, and you know, we just go away and write some really cool songs and have a good time. So that's something else that I'm working on. And actually, we were just talking about trying to sort out a show soon, so committing that we can make that work is something that we're trying to make happen pretty soon.
Awesome. Well, and in your spare time you'll try and sleep, I guess, try and fit it all in.
No, we don't sleep.
Plenty of songs written about that, hey? Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we are loving your brand new whole project as well, but in particular, Somebody Loves You. Carla Wiebe, we're going to play it right now. Great catching up with you. A huge future
Likewise.
Ahead for you, doll.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Do you want to throw it to the song for us?
Sure. This is my latest single, Somebody Loves You, and hope you guys love it. Thanks, Ausmade.